today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The Art of the Mixtape.
All right, here we are at Suburbs Fest 2022. Let's hear it, peoples. Can you hear the thing? All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. I'm Jim Lane.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And what we're doing is we're talking to people that are here at Suburbs Fest. We're in Rockville, Maryland. We're at Seven Locks Brewing. We're having some beers and just having a good time. And with us today is Mike Coley.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man. Good to see you.
Mike has been on before, and
thank you for doing this.
He's a wonderful human being, and you live in upstate New York.
Yes, Rome, New York.
Rome, New York.
Specific.
Rome, New York. And how long did it take you to get down here?
Should have been a six-hour drive. I took a pit stop about halfway, so this is 7 hours.
All right, it's not that bad.
Not bad.
No, not bad.
I'm setting the timer. What is our topic today?
Well, on the way down here earlier, Tim Hoffman, Nicholas Nygaard, and I were talking about, the Rockin' Suburbs radio station, and we were talking about mixtapes. So I thought maybe I'd talk about the art of the mixtape.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay. Tim Hoffman has his mixtape radio show on Rockin' Suburbs Radio.
This is a topic dear to Jody's heart. Jody's not listening right now.
Talked about that at one point.
But yeah, she was on the old show, talked about mixtapes. But yeah, what do you want to?
So we had a little discussion about the rules involved with mixtapes.
There are many rules, as I said on High Fidelity.
You know, how do you start the mixtape? How do you progress through? And if you're using a 90-minute tape, you want to get 90 minutes worth of music on the allotted mix, the allotted tape. We talked about on the way here, you know, you start out with a banger. You want to grab people's attention. And so I kind of likened it to what we're doing on the Rockin' the Suburbs radio station, where we're basically kind of making our own mixtapes.
100%.
For every show that we're putting together. And we put together mixtapes for every show that we're doing as a they're love letters, really, a mixtape. To your friends, your girlfriends, whoever it may be. And so one of the rules we discussed was whether or not you repeat the same band on a mixtape.
Ah.
What's the consensus here? If you're making a mixtape, do you repeat the same band on one mixtape?
Right, people are gesturing no.
No.
I would agree with that. That's a no.
Occasionally, Mike said.
Occasionally. Yeah. Okay.
My rule was always you can't do it on the same side.
Okay.
You can do it on the other side.
That's one way to go.
I have done that.
You can do it on the other side, especially if you're like really into a band or a new album and you want to put two songs on it because it's like your favorite music at that minute. Yeah.
And then who are you making this for?
Right.
Is it just for your own personal use? Or is it a love letter to a girlfriend or a significant other? Or you're making it for one of your buddies?
Yep.
Or you just want to like make copies of it and hand it out to a whole bunch of people in a parking lot of a show that you're at?
That's another one. I don't know if I ever told. I may have told this story on the podcast that I met my current wife by making her a mixtape, and I worked in the mail room, and she was one of the workers, so I sent it via interoffice mail to her. And there was actually a song on there, and she reminds me of this very frequently, called "It's Your Money I'm After, Baby." Why I put that on this mixtape, I don't.
Yes.
She reminds me of it pretty
very
constantly.
Subtle. It's very subtle.
Well, I know that it's hard and I know that it's tough.
Have you ever made a mixtape for someone who you had a crush on or were affectionate to and didn't know that they were gonna give it to them?
No. Most of the mixtapes that involve relationships or lost loves or what they knew that I was making the they knew who I was
coming from.
There was no missed connections type thing.
My wife, to this day, if we hear certain bands, she'll say, she still to this day will say, like, I remember you put that song on a mixtape for me when we first started dating. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was probably thinking, like, it's just a cool song. But to
that's it. Yeah, yeah. There's no meaning behind this.
And that's the thing. I mean, you're making a mixtape. You want to send a message, and you can't say it through words. And the geeks that we are, music fans, we find songs that say what we can't say in words to express it, our feelings towards other people.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
That's the mixtape in a nutshell. And
so do you have other rules?
Don't waste any of the available tape.
No, you can't do that.
So this was always an issue. When you start to run out, you're trying to... But you don't have a good sense of how much time is left. So you're trying to figure what song can I get in on that last side. And if it would go over, if it would cut off in the middle of the song for me, I would then go back and find a shorter song.
To fill it out.
Record over that spot.
So when that would happen with me, when I was labeling the cassette, I would just write at the very bottom line, cut. In parentheses. But if I had an idea of how much time was left, I'd dig into the Ramones catalog.
Right.
Stormtroopers of Death were
oh nice,
because most of their songs were 30 seconds to a minute and a half long. They were good mixtape fillers. Obviously not to a girlfriend, because it's probably not what your girlfriend wants to hear. But
right. No, you have those, like, in your mind, you have those bands that do short songs. You can always pull out at the end if you need to. They Might Be Giants was another one
like
that.
Yes, They Might Be Giants had a lot, too.
30 to 45-second songs you could put in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you a little thing that I used to do for a while was I had a stereo receiver that had FM radio on it, and there was a feature on there called Scan. So you could hit scan, and it would just go through to the next signal that it would pick up, and it would play like 10 seconds of that station. So I would let that go until I found a song I liked. Then I would hit stop and let the rest of that song play, and I would let that be the first song that would dictate where the mixtape was going.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
It made for some pretty interesting tapes. Yeah. Sometimes I would stop on like the news station, and they'd be talking about a certain topic, and then I'd just follow that up with a song.
Jeez, so you're just blowing my mind here. That's next
Mr.
level mixtape making.
Mr. Patty Madness,
But then there's also the tape that you're using. So back in my mixtape making day, the Maxell XL2 was the tape
gold
to
standards.
Use.
Yep.
Yes. Sometimes I'd use a TDK, but Maxell XL2s were the tape to make a mixtape.
That's right.
The 90 minutes. If you went to the 120 minutes, you risked the tape
tearage
getting
eaten. It always got eaten.
Yeah.
Every time I made one, it got eaten.
Yeah. 90 minutes
was
the max.
60 too short.
Yes.
90 is the way to go. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Never 45. Don't even ask me about it.
I think Mike had a comment. Did you have a comment? Oh, no, never mind. All right, never mind. Different Mike. Okay. Anything else on the mixtapes?
Should we go? I've got still got a lot at home that are probably decaying that I need to transfer.
I have a bunch of them. So, Harris... I got a tape deck from Harris.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That I can digitize my mixtape collection.
So explain that for the listeners. So okay. Harris King. Friend of the show.
Yes. I have it now. But he had this tape deck where you can connect it to your computer and digitize a cassette.
It goes right out as a USB, computer. Yeah.
So now that's in your possession.
Yes, it is.
It went through.
It went through Patrick.
Yep.
To you.
And Patrick handed it off to me earlier today.
We have witnesses that saw that handoff.
Yes.
So Harris should be happy.
All right. Do you want to pick a prize here? Or there's no mixed. Well, there's a cassette.
We got the cassette.
That.
We got Anthony and the Johnson.
I'm going to have to take the cassette.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love that.
Love that. The Archaics. It's wonderful. Good job.
Live in the shit.
Yeah, live in the shit. Really there you go. Okay, now pick a number between 1 and 20.
16.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, we already did 16, so I'm going to move you on to...
All right.
I'm going to move on to 17. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right, here we go. Here we go, Mike Coley. Here's your question. If you were ever stranded on a desert island, what records would you bring? And more importantly... How would you have the foresight to bring records?
Because I always bring music with me, so I would always have the foresight. But Muddy Waters' Electric Mud would be the one album.
Wow, really?
I would take with me.
Nice. Why is
amazing.
That?
I don't know. It's like my go-to. Whenever I get into a rut, and you know, you get into those musical ruts every once in a while, and Muddy is always there for me. I've always been a fan of Muddy Waters. Muddy is my music when I'm making sauce on Sundays. Muddy is he's just there. And I would take him to a desert island.
That's such a good answer.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the best answers I've ever heard of that question. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I know. All right, thank you. All right, Mike Cole, everybody. We got a couple more people to get through.
I wrote
here,
it down.
And we're running late, so it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick
Foster. We'll talk to you all later.
I was born. You got a boy child coming. You're gonna be a son of a gun. You're gonna make pretty women jump and shout. And the world wanna know what this all about. Mojo too. I got the Johnny Conker. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girl beat me by my hand. And the world will know that I'm the hoochie-coochie man. You know I'm here.
That's the mixtape in a nutshell.